welcome to Friends in Your Ears, a podcast where podcaster Kathy Campbell interviews podcasters about their favorite podcasts on a podcast. I am joined today by two incredible people. I have with me Debbie Roach and Mo Civil. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello, Kathy.
All right, Debbie, I would love if you could introduce yourself and let everyone know where they can find you on the internet.
Sure. Yeah, so I run a podcast called Uncomfortable, where the premise is to have comfortable conversations around uncomfortable topics. So topics such as mental health, sexy topics as well. So there's lots of fun topics in there, but also some very serious topics. You can find my podcast on my website, which is uncomfortable.blog, but I'm on all of the podcast players as well. And I'm on Instagram at uncomfortable.blog and Twitter at uncomfy_podcast.
Perfect. All right, Mo, what about you? Where can we find you on the internet?
So hi, my name is Mo and I run the podcast, the More Civil Podcast, like you get more out of it. And my podcast, I describe it as a podcast for Blacks and Asians and those who love them, where I explore stories about culture against the backdrop of important issues like identity, acculturation, preserving cultural values, mental health issues, and so much more. You can find my podcast pretty much anywhere you can legally get podcasts on. I'm on Stitcher, Spotify, Apple, and I'm also on Instagram and Twitter at MOSIBYL.
Perfect. I'm so glad that you are both here. Let's dive right into the very first, well, I guess I already asked a question, but the first podcast-related question, we'll go with that. How did you start listening to podcasts, and what were some of the first ones that you found and just loved?
The first time I ever experienced a podcast was a yoga podcast, but I didn't know that it was a podcast. I didn't know what it was. Someone had just told me to subscribe to this because I was just looking for some sort of like audio yoga class, and apparently it was a podcast. So that was the very first one, but I kind of stopped because I didn't really understand how it worked. Mm. It was a bit weird. But then I really got into Tim Ferriss and the Tim Ferriss Show, and I loved his interviews. I don't love him in particular. I find him a little annoying, but I love the people that he interviewed. Like, he would interview people who excel in their field. So it could be anyone from like an amazing chess player to an athlete, to like a celebrity, whatever. And it would be a lot of people that I'd never heard of before. So it was just really cool hearing these stories and experiences from people that I probably wouldn't seek out their story. So I really enjoyed, his interview style. So, that was kind of the first step into the podcasting world for me.
I love that. I find it so interesting, too, because a lot of times a podcast that you find that you love the hosts and you love how they talk and what they have to say. And so it's amusing to me that you don't really like Tim Ferriss, but you like his conversations. That's really entertaining to me.
He just sometimes goes off on tangents that are really unrelated, like what type of coffee the person was drinking while they were having this conversation. And I'm like, okay, you know, I don't really care. Plus, I don't like coffee, so I don't really care about that. So there would be little pieces that I would just be like, oh, shut up and get on with it. So that was the only kind of downfall. Other than that, I really love his guests. So, yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic. All right, Mo, what got you started?
So I think for me, before podcast, there was radio. Radio was always my first love. And I grew up in Nigeria, by the way, where a lot of our country is relatively a young country, and it took a while for us to get like the economic boom. So radio was like a medium to like reach a lot of people. Mm. And I had a transistor radio. I loved the voices. I loved that I could imagine what it looked like before I saw them. And so when I moved to the U.S. in 2011, I just stumbled into this world of podcasting. And I love that there was always a podcast. Then, I mean, now we have a lot more. But then it seemed like whatever topic you wanted, you could just go on iTunes then and just click on podcast. And then you can filter by topics. And then you didn't have to worry about ads on the radio and things like that. And so the very first ones I used to listen to then was the Adam Carolla Show. Mm. And then that moved into Risk. A Risk was, oh my goodness, I think that was what really blew my mind, because I love the angle Kevin took towards it, like storytelling, sharing, you know, people's stories and just the raw and the honesty and sometimes, you know, over the top. And sometimes some of them are kind of cringe-inducing. But yes, it was just that little space to hear stories that you normally wouldn't hear people like talk about. And of course, being that it was audio, you couldn't see their faces. I think that also added a layer of excitement to it for me.
Yeah, for sure. Especially coming from Nigeria, like you were saying, with the radio and podcasting is just kind of a radio on demand. And you get to choose what you listen to. And there are so many options for podcasts out there, which I just love.
And you can pause it. You can listen on like 1.25 tempo or 1.5. Like, amazeballs.
Yes. I love that personal control you have over it. And you get to choose and all the options. Let's get that personal control. It's so nice to have control over something in your life. And being able to choose what you listen to is a nice, easy way to do it.
Thank God that we can choose our podcast.
Yes.
And like our family.
I've never tried speeding it up. Is that something you do quite often, though, if you just want to get through it?
I think there's a rule out there, like, anyone that does past 1.5 is a serial killer, but...
Yes, I've heard that.
But I just do, because my attention span is just so, I don't know, I just have to listen to it at a particular tempo. Now, there's some people that talk very fast like me. I have to, like, listen at a normal tempo, but I still try to push the boundary a little bit. What can I say? I live life a little bit risky.
Just a little bit. I can't handle more than, like, normal speed. Like, the 1x speed is the... I already have a hard time, like, really processing audio input, which is very strange because I do a podcast and I love listening to podcasts, but that's not how I learn. So, like, I couldn't ever do audiobooks because I would have to, like, skip back because I'd miss a part or whatever. And so the whole idea of going faster with the audio processing is like, oh, good, I can miss even more of the conversation.
I'll tell you this, that it's so weird for me right now to listen to anybody at a 1x speed, like the normal speed. It sounds too slow for me. Even my audiobooks, I have to like do like 2 for that one. Yeah. I have trained my brain.
All right. I will make sure to go even slower. Oh, just kidding. All right. Let's jump to the next question. What made you want to actually pull out a microphone and start recording a podcast? And were the podcasts that you do currently the very first ones that you started?
So I actually started quite a few years ago as a video blog.
Oh.
So it was a little bit different. I would interview women on what success meant because, I mean, I do my podcast more because, you know, I'm trying to figure my own life out and I just wanted to know what made other people feel successful because I just felt like I never felt that way. So I started this video blog and I taught myself how to video edit and everything. And what I'd realize is that the people I was interviewing would open up more when I turned the cameras off.
Mm.
So it would be like after the fact. And I'd be like, this is what I want to hear. This is the conversation I want. So I thought, well, maybe I should switch to audio, to podcasting only, because people might feel more comfortable. And then people might also, if they want to come on, but they want to remain anonymous, it's a really good option for that. So I switched. And my video blog was called Deb Talk, so like TED Talk.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, you know, put lots of thought into that. And I did 4 episodes as Deb Talks, and then I kind of pod faded because I realized how much work it was to podcast. And, you know, work got busy, my life got busy, so I kind of dropped it. But then I wanted to go back about a year later. I thought, no, I want to get back into it. But I rebranded to Uncomfortable and I decided to make the conversations just a lot more taboo or topics that there's a lot of shame and stigma around that there really shouldn't be. So yeah, that was great because I could interview, you know, people who are perhaps like sex workers, but they don't necessarily want to come on a screen and be on a YouTube right. video. But I do offer the option if we record through Zoom or something like that, if they want it to be a video, it can be. So I do have a YouTube channel as well. But I just really liked podcasting because it kind of, I feel like people open up a little bit more with that. So Uncomfortable is the only podcast I have so far, but you know, I have a million podcast ideas a day and I wish I had more time, but I don't.
It's anyway. True. I love the whole idea of your podcast, especially with the title and the fact that it is uncomfortable because you set this expectation for your guests that it's okay to be uncomfortable and it's okay to need to take some time and process things. I think there's something really special about that because it does save this space for these uncomfortable conversations that you maybe aren't able to have with anyone other than like your therapist or your best friend. And I love how special that is. That's really, really neat.
Thank you. Yeah. I love it too. Most of the people who come on are willing though to talk about the topic. Most of the time they've approached me. So it is good that, you know, they're kind of willing, and then it's just hopefully the listeners are learning something.
Yeah.
And then learning something new about a topic that they felt, you know, was just too shameful to think about. So right. Yeah.
I love that. All right, Mo, what about you? What got you started?
I want to say that I think the idea of podcasting began when I was, you know, that fascination with the radio. But then I never thought I could have like a platform to like share stories. But I'd always loved, you know, talking to people. And I think I'm a fairly good listener. And I'm always curious. I was the person that would ask the question nobody wanted to ask. And of course, my friends would be like, oh, you should have your YouTube show one day. And I'm like, I hate video, so I think it sucks the soul out of you. But then I would get all these kind of comments. And a little known fact was that when I was in grad school, four of us got together and we decided to launch a podcast. And we called it Table Talks. We actually got all the best gadgets you could get for a podcast and did everything. We had recorded one episode, and the next week I was like, hey guys, we're supposed to record the next one. I was like, I'm busy. And that was just how that, it faded before it launched. And I just, you know, probably sold all the equipment and I was like, okay, that's it for me. Now, fast forward 4 years later, I had a friend who called me from the UK and goes, I need to talk to you. I feel like you need to be more out there. Okay, I also write, by the way. I maintain the blog where I talked about things I want to talk about. And I write very long, so I write a lot of words. And she was like, I think you need to, you know, go back to that YouTube idea because you have so much to talk about. And I'm like, oh my gosh, not just YouTube again. And then I was able to negotiate with her, how about a podcast? And, you know, and my husband was like, I think you should get back to your podcast. I was like, oh yeah, sure, let's do that. And so that's how it started. And for me, in launching the show was to look at something that felt very unique to me. So not being from the US and trying to navigate the world here, you know, always that sense of neither here nor there. That's what my platform is really about. So, like, navigating culture for those who, you know, maybe were transplanted to the U.S. or those who are longing for a sense of connection beyond the shores of the U.S. And I try to bring stories together to kind of feature the process of being human and all of the greats we go through and all of the things we've experienced. And my idea is that there's so much more we have in common than separates us. And yeah. If we're to, you know, look at that, we'll probably be nicer to each other, regardless of the color of your skin or whatever you profess to believe in. So that's the premise of my show. I really want to connect people through stories.
I love that. I love that, you know, you said you are a writer and you love these stories and talking to people. And I love that you were able to like pull that in with your, you know, history of listening to radio and mix it all together into something that you have such a unique voice and stories to tell, and being able to get that out in the world and connect other people is really, that's really awesome. And it's so wonderful. So I don't listen to my guest shows until after I've talked to them so that I can ask the questions, listen to you talk about your show before I come in and say, oh, well, on episode 35, when you talked about this, you know, I like that freshness. And I just have to say, both of you, I'm super excited to listen to both of your shows. It's something in this world that we need to hear these stories of these different stories, but also uncomfortable stories. And so thank you for the time, effort, and energy that you both are taking to put the show out into the world, because it's something that we need to hear, especially now. But more so than that, we've always needed to hear that, if that makes sense.
Thank you.
Oh, totally. Mo, I'm going to check your podcast out too. I'm always looking for...
I've actually started following you as well.
Awesome. Sweet. I love that.
Bringing everyone together. It's fantastic. I love it.
You are the glue.
Thank you.
Yay. Okay, so before we get to the final podcasting question, we're going to take a little pause and take a look. If you were to start up your phone and hit play on your podcast app of choice, what podcast episode would play?
So I've been listening back, and I don't know if someone recommended this or why I subscribed to it, but it was one of those ones I subscribed to a while ago and I never got to listening to it. And it's called The Gateway, and it's a podcast. It's kind of like a more of a journalistic type podcast where they're doing an investigation into a woman called Teal Swan, who I had never heard of until this podcast. But she's one of those, you know, kind of spiritual leader, spiritual guru type people that has a huge following and has some sort of retreat that you can go to in Costa Rica. And she seems to specialize in people who are perhaps suicidal.
Okay.
So there's been a couple of people who, after taking her program, actually did commit suicide. And like most of these spiritual leaders, she has the people who love her and she has the people who completely can't hate her. And there's folks who say that she was the one who caused these people to actually commit suicide. Like, they were fine before they took her program. So it's been quite fascinating. I love stuff like that. And I'm on the last episode, actually, and I'm just curious to see what these reporters who run the podcast actually kind of what the conclusion is that they come to. So yeah, that's what I'm listening to. It's a bit heavy, but you know, I'm intrigued.
That's okay though. I love being able to appreciate the amount of work that someone puts into for a show that's that researched.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so that's three new podcasts on my list. All right.
I know, right? I hope you've both got time to listen to all of
these. I don't, but that's fine. I'll add them anyways.
This one's only six episodes as far as I know. So it's
that I can do. I can handle that.
Yeah.
All right, Mo, what about you? What are you listening to right now if you hit play?
Yes, I can tell you, because I didn't have to open my Spotify app to, you know, pull that up. It is the Forgotten, the Women of Juarez. And if you, like me, you're fascinated with the human mind, especially the depraved mind and what people can do to one another, I highly recommend this podcast. It's an ongoing issue that has been on for decades in Juarez, Mexico. And that's femicides, women being killed. And the podcast is hosted by two amazing co-hosts, Oz Wolshin and then Monica Ortiz Uribe, and really just talking to journalists and families of victims whose daughters, wives, sisters have been murdered, and nothing has been done to, like, bring the culprits, you know, to justice. And there's so many layers to it. So you're looking at, you know, a weak judicial system leading with corruption. You're looking at the contentious border relationship between U.S. and America and U.S. and Mexico. And of course, American consumerism. And what could be related to it, like, you know, could be a drug cartel being involved in it. It's very compelling. And they just keep you really guessing what's going to happen next. So yes, that's what I'm currently listening to. It's not for the faint-hearted, by the way. Just a heads up. It's very heavy, And I was angry a lot of times. I cried a lot of times. And I felt so much sorrow because this hasn't been resolved. Unlike what you watch on TV when they catch the criminals and, you know, book them to justice. You know that the culprits, and many of them, because it's the suspect is like a large oppression going on. They haven't been, you know, publicly named or even brought to justice. So there's a frustration with that.
Oh, yeah, that real time, because it's still going on and it's still happening. Yeah. That's, oh my goodness. Yeah, so another lighthearted show to add to my list. Fantastic.
Sorry, we didn't plan this, by the way. No.
It's okay, though, because there... Okay, so I have a love-hate relationship to a lot of like true crime and like the serial shows like CSI and Law and Order and that sort of stuff. And the balance between it, because like you said, that sometimes it's nice to have an ending. And like, okay, it's a 45-minute episode. And so, you know, at the end, they're going to catch the guy and maybe not. It might be a two-parter, but at the end, the good guys are going to win type of a thing. And sometimes it's nice to have those heavy topics that do have an ending to it.
Yeah.
But the reality of learning, listening to something terrible can open up your mind in what you're currently going through. And I'm not like not saying in a way that, oh, there's always somebody that has a worse life out there, because, you know, the life that you're living is the life that you are lucky enough to be living. And regardless of what good times, hard times, whatever's happening, being able to have a perspective and learn about other stories can really be helpful to let you have a break from what you're going through yourself, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, and even I think the sense of gratitude, you know.
Yes.
You think you have it bad. No, somebody has it, you know, because I come from a country where it's a little bit obtainable in that sense of, you know, justice not being carried out when it needs to be. But then you realize that some things are actually still working. And then when you hear about what's happening in Mexico, and it's like, oh my gosh, like how much, and then the proximity with the US where things seem to relatively work a little bit better. I think that's a frustration. It's such a stark reminder of just how we need to like be more friendly to our neighbors, you know, because we are part of the problem as well.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Oof. All right, that got real dark, but that's okay. Don't
just bring
apologize.
Me back next time, please, okay?
Yeah.
I promise to be cheerful.
No, it's fine because, you know, this is life. This is the reality of the world, and that's okay. And even if this next question has some dark podcast, that's okay too. So what is your favorite podcast, or what are your favorite podcasts? You may have more than one. And why do you love them so much?
Yeah, I definitely have more than one. They're all pretty light, though. I will warn you,
good,
they're pretty
good.
Light. But one thing I will say about, you know, the darker podcasts is that I'm in Canada, so I feel like we're in even more of a bubble. So listening to, you know, stories, that things that happen in other countries that, you know, I didn't even know. I was so clueless. Really opens up your world. And I'm finding with a lot of podcasts that are bringing those issues to the forefront in some cases. And even, you know, when you have the true crime ones that, yeah, I have a bit of a love-hate relationship with them too, but things like In the Dark that actually helped Curtis Flowers trial kind of happen again, and that was pretty amazing. So yeah, there's so many amazing podcasts out there that are doing fantastic work. But yeah, my favorite ones are a little bit lighter. They are Call Your Girlfriend. So it's like two long distance best friends who have a conversation. One's on the west coast of the States, one's on the east coast. They talk politics, feminism, pretty much anything. They do book reviews. They've gotten so big now that they've interviewed people like Hillary Clinton. So I love Call Your Girlfriend. It's also educational as well as at times humorous. And then one of the indie podcasts that I really like is called Feminist Killjoy. Killjoys, and I actually interviewed the two hosts of Feminist Killjoys a little while back, Sarah and Chloe, and what they do is they talk about your favorite song and the lyrics to the song, and they kind of just like dissect it, and a song that you might like or you didn't realize had pretty controversial lyrics. They'll talk about that, but in a humorous way. So that's a lot of fun. And then another one is another couple that I interviewed on my podcast, Tori and Soul, and their podcast is called Torrid Souls, and they are in an ethical, non-monogamous relationship. So, but they are, they're both female, but they're bisexual. So they like to play and classify, I guess, themselves as swingers and that kind of lifestyle. A whole lifestyle that I don't know a thing about. So it's pretty intriguing listening to the parties that they've gone to and the lifestyle vacations that they go on. And they're both amazing, beautiful humans, and they're pretty funny. So I really love listening to their conversations. It's eye-opening for sure.
That's fantastic. I love that it... This is a great way, you know, to be able to learn things from, you know, groups of people that you may not know in real life, and be able to have the questions answered by people that are living it. Because if you just Google, you know, what is ethical non-monogamy, I can't say it, but I could probably type it. Yeah. But you'd have such a varied number of definitions, and being able to listen to two people talk about it that are living it and what it is to them and how they describe it, and being able to sit there and have that safe space to learn some new things is really, really cool. I love that.
Yeah, definitely. That's one of my favorite things, just learning people about people who have lifestyles that I wouldn't even have known existed.
Right.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right, Mo, what about you? What are your favorite podcasts?
I have several of them, but the ones I'll mention, they still chronicle the human experience in a different, looking at it from different angles. So in no particular order, Terrible Thanks for Asking by Nora McKinney. She lost her husband several years ago, and then she lost her dad, you know, afterwards. And so she teaches us about the concept of grief. And as someone who has had to deal with grief in a very lonely way, and then adding that layer of culture to it as well, it really helped me to really process a lot. And I learned a lot from her podcast. And when you go through grief, you realize that it's not as much what you've gone through as much as what's left of you after the ordeal. And for that reason, the rawness and openness of talking about grief so openly makes me connect deeply with this podcast. And the other one I like is Esther Perel's Where Should We Begin? Oh my goodness. If you don't know her, I think you should go find her. She is, a psychotherapist. And she's someone that brings out just the real problems of relationships. And she's good at, you know, couples therapy. And she talks about cheating, infidelity, what causes those kind of things. And she brings people into her studio then, before COVID, BC, right? And they come up with a problem, and then you hear the problem, but by the time she's done, it's like, oh, because your mom didn't hug you like 5 years ago, that's why you're like this. But it's just the way she goes about it. She's very honest. She's very inspirational. So that's one of the podcasts I like. And then the last one, definitely not the least, is Heavyweight by Gimlet, by Jonathan Goldstein. I tell myself, if I can be half of a storyteller as Jonathan is, then I think my job will be done. He's very awkward and very relatable. I love that his stories, the personal touches he adds to them. And I also love his narrative style of storytelling and how they just gnaw at your heartstrings. With every episode, I feel so much connected with the host and also with the guests as well. It takes vulnerability, empathy, connection, compassion, yes, of the self to another level. And there's a particular episode there. It's called Gregor. I probably have listened to it more than 10 times because, you know, it's just beautifully done. So those are my favorite podcasts.
I love that. And now between the two of you, I have so many more to add to my queue. Thanks, I guess.
I know.
I really love the idea that terrible things we're asking podcasts, that grief is so personal and yet lonely. And I love that a podcast can help people go through that grief in a way that can really just like help and support and live your life. And podcasts are not just for entertainment. They're not just for, you know, learning new things, but they can really help your life grow and help you become a better person and live your life to its fullest. And that's something that's so special about this. And I love that we get to hear these things from people that didn't have a platform before. Yes. And now they have it. And it's so important. And I love that. And I love you both for being here and be able to answer these great questions for me. So thank you.
Thank you, Cassie, for having us.
I know. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Well, we're not done yet because we've got one more question. Time for the bonus question. Ooh. Audience, if you have a question you would like me to ask our guests, just tweet with the hashtag FIYE bonus. That's fire! Bonus. And this question is very, very difficult. And I want you to take a moment. Feel free to pause and breathe through this. And tell me, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Ooh, that's a toughie.
I know. I'm ready. I'm ready for the angry emails and tweets and conversations, but I want to hear what you all think.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Because it's on a bun. To me, a sandwich is something that is on, like, bread, like from a loaf of bread specifically. But when you put something on, whether it's a hot dog bun or a hamburger bun, that becomes something else in its own. A hot dog is just like a hot dog. It's unique. It's just, it is what it is, but it's not a sandwich. That's what I'm going to say.
All right, Mo, what about you? What are your thoughts?
Finally, something we can publicly debate about without, like, you know, killing ourselves over. I want to say hashtag hot dogs matter, lives matter.
Yes.
I think if you think about it, I think a hot dog meets all the necessary and sufficient conditions to make a sandwich, because a sandwich is, you know, bread and then something in between. But is it because the bread is folded? You know, as someone who's on the chunky side, I would feel really bad if somebody didn't, you know, consider me like a hot person. So I think for that reason, I think a hot dog should be considered a sandwich. At the end of the day, we're still going to shove it down our mouth. So what does it matter anyway?
They're delicious, and that's all that really matters. I love that both of you were on opposite sides of this debate. That just goes to show that even if you disagree, you can still have a great podcast episode. And so I want to thank my guests for joining me, and I want to thank you for listening to this episode of Friends in Your Ears. You can find us online at friendsinyourears.com or on Twitter at Friends in Ears. You can find Debbie at uncomfy_podcast. And Mo is at MOSIBYL. And I am at Mrs. Soup. And thank you again. And I hope you all have the most amazing day.